soon as the guy shows up, we'll call you. I'll be ready. You found the garage? He asked.
Yep.
Empty?
Except for the boxes in the freezer.
Perfect. Simply perfect. Hang in there, kid. We're on the home stretch.
I hung up the phone and slid it into my pocket, wondering if all would go off as planned once they called me back. There were so many elements coming into play here, and it was important that they close in at the moment when we could nab the greatest number of guilty parties. I shook my head, marveling at the situation I now found myself in. This wasn't how I usually spent my Saturday afternoons. As the director of research for the Joshua Foundation, my job was to investigate charitable organizations in order to verify their suitability for a grant. I had come here to get a closer look at Dinner Time, a food bank and soup kitchen for the homeless in a suburb of San Francisco. I had gone undercover by posing as a volunteer to get a good look at the organization from the inside. Almost immediately, however, I realized there was something stinky in the sauce. Dinner Time may have been providing food to the homeless, but it was also providing a handy second income to its founders and many of its employees by way of food donations that were ending up in places other than on Dinner Time's tables. Even this party was an appalling, blatant display of theft, and according to my source, they had similar such events every few months. From the chips and hamburgers to the condiments, most of the food being consumed here today had actually been donated to the charity, intended for the poor. Instead, our hosts had simply loaded many of the boxes into their cars and driven the food home for this impromptu party. Any minute now, a local food supplier would show up and collect his share of the take, which was waiting for him in the garage. Unbeknownst to any of them, however, much of the donated food this time was marked, from the codes printed on the bottom of the mustard bottles to the labels on the frozen steaks in the freezer. A knock on the bathroom door startled me from my thoughts. "Just a minute," I called, and then I washed my hands in the sink and glanced at my reflection in the mirror. My own image still surprised me sometimes, since 4 months before I had gone from having long hair to short, from wearing my hair in a tight chignon at the back of my neck to having just enough length to frame my face and touch at my collar. I liked the new look, both because of the years it seemed to take from my features and in the way it worked with my usual attire of suits and dresses. I'd spent this week in more casual clothes, however, and today was no exception. I had on jeans and a lightly knit tan shirt, and I felt I looked the part I was playing, that of a woman interested in some simple volunteer work at the local soup kitchen. Little did they know that I was something much more threatening, an investigator with a mission to ferret out the bad guys in the non-profit world and bring them all to justice. I opened the bathroom door and found a familiar face waiting to get in, a fellow volunteer named Clement Jackson.
"Oh, hey, Callie," he said. "I didn't realize that was you in there."
"No problem." I moved out of the way so that he could pass me and go into the bathroom. As he closed the door behind him, I made my way back downstairs to the kitchen. Clement was such a dear man, a tireless worker who served full-time at the food bank for a salary so low I didn't know how he managed to make ends meet. He wasn't aware that I knew his salary rate or anything about him beyond facts he had mentioned to me in casual conversation. He had told me about his lovely wife of 36 years, his 5 grown children, his 8 grandchildren. But the scope of my investigation had included all of the employees and volunteers of Dinner Time, so I also knew his address, his work record, and much more. In the end, he had turned out to be one of only 3 people connected to the center who apparently weren't involved in the theft of the food. I was so glad, because it confirmed what I had felt to be true about him all week, that he was a wonderful person with a true heart for charity. His personal side mission was to